Guys, hello and welcome back. I'm Jojo Fraser. It's time for a Mojo Injection, episode 185. I hope you're good. Can you hear the birds in the background? Oh, isn't that beautiful? Hey, birdies. And I'm here to talk about that bit of magic that we may not even know that we have. Kindness, when we choose kindness, versus cynicism. I'm going to tell a wee story without giving everything away, and just give a few of my thoughts for you guys this week. And yeah, just want to hope that it hooks up that mojo in some way, shape or form, gives you something to think about. And when we share without overthinking, when we just share things, share moments we've had that have made us go, whoa. It's important, right? It's important that we share things so that we can help each other and inspire each other and learn to judge less and live more. And that's what this space is all about. So I'm going to be talking about kindness and the magic that we may not even know we have within us. So before I get into the episode, we'll just introduce our speaker. Jojo Fraser is a bit of a weirdo, a bit of an oversharer. That's me. I don't need to introduce the speaker this week, do I? It's just me. You're stuck with me this week. And I quite like just coming in here and having a wee chat. So yeah, thanks for coming back, guys. I'm on holiday next week. Woohoo! And very much looking forward to that. So there'll be no podcast next week, but looking forward to seeing you back here soon. And yeah, all the good vibes. I was thinking about how to title this talk, and the words kind of the magic you may never know that you have. The magic you may never know that you have. And sometimes when you do something kind, it really makes such an impact, and you don't even know it. You may never know the magic that you have, but every day I think it's good that we remember how much difference we can have, how much difference we can make. Especially now, you know, social media, and I think you could be someone who has millions of followers and have the potential to make them feel worthless, or the potential to make people feel rubbish or not good enough or angry or critical. And you could have, say, two or three people that follow you, and they come to your page for a little bit of joy or a little bit of positivity or kindness. And you could regularly be making two or three people really, really happy. We all have the potential to make a massive difference. And I just wanted to remind you of that with a wee story. So recently, I was in a kind of situation where I just, you know, looking back, I don't even feel I did that much, but I showed someone who I didn't really know some kindness, some warmth, smiles, encouragement, thumbs up, just brought my good energy to the situation we were in. And really just, yeah, it was sincere and just kind. And that person got quite emotional, and there was quite a few of us in the room at the time, and they shared that the kindness that I'd shown had made such an impact on them, and they were pretty much in tears. And it was because, and I'm thinking, oh, I didn't really do anything, I just, you know, it didn't take a lot for me to do that. But I had an impact, and at that time they just really wanted to feel love, they wanted to feel warmth from a human being, and they hadn't been experiencing that warmth. And sometimes just smiling at someone or encouraging them, you know, we just don't know. We don't know how that's going to land. We don't know what that's going to wake up in someone. We don't know a person's history. We don't know what they've lacked or something they've really been crying out for. And it really just reminded me of that moment. Just the impact of a smile or a thumbs up or bringing the good vibes. And I just felt a lot of love in that moment. And also, just, you know, when you don't know trauma that people have been through, it can be very, very easy to sort of, we make assumptions, right? Now, this person, my assumption was that they were quietly confident, that they were just really content, and I don't know, I just had this lovely feeling, and I obviously had no idea of darkness that they've had to go through, or feelings of loneliness, feelings of pain. I just had no idea. You can smile but be sad, right? You can seem like the strongest person in the room, but you can feel weak. You can feel misunderstood. You can feel a myriad of emotions, right? And I think when we are around people that we don't really know, whether that be a new job, a course you're doing, you know, meeting people through whatever it is, your social stuff that you do, it's just that reminder that we really have no idea the impact. We have no idea the impact that kindness can have. I'm huge on kindness. I freaking love kindness. But I do get that trauma can make us cynical. And I've noticed myself, like when I had my first big trauma, and I should say now that I feel thankful that I was, now I've been saying 38 recently, but I think it was actually 37 when I had my first big trauma. So when I had that, I should say that I was relatively lucky to go through life and not have had crazy trauma, like deep, dark stuff. But when I went through that, I noticed in my recovery that my mind could be more cynical. And I'm like known as being that annoying, happy person, sometimes too unrealistic with positivity, you know, just always trying to look on the bright side. And I was ashamed a little bit over the years of my positivity, but now I'm like, no, it's so important, like positivity when you've been through trauma. And I can see, I can totally see where I was, my mind would be kind of more cynical or more judgmental, and I could feel it creeping into these patterns. And I didn't want that. Like, we don't want that, right? And we know that there are things that we can do to help us be more positive. It is a choice, but it's a choice that I don't want to be ashamed of anymore, because when we go, especially when we go through things, we need it all the more. We need that positivity. We need that smile. We need to judge less, and we need to be open, and we need to be curious about what others may be going through, not put people in boxes, keep an open mind. So I'm massive on kindness, and I think some ways to be kinder, and how we can cultivate more of that in our life, first up would be healing whatever it is you have to heal. Now, maybe you've not been through crazy trauma, but maybe there's something that you've not taken the time to heal from. So in 2020, when I went through my trauma and I was in hospital and I was like, what's happened to me? And therapy, I just recently found out actually that I should have been offered therapy as priority. I should have been offered it straight away. but I wasn't. And the person that was always preaching, as I have done for 7 years, that, you know, and learned through psychotherapists, psychologists, and all the chats and the research, that if you're given medication, you should always, for your mental health, you should always be given it with talking therapy. But despite knowing this, I didn't push for talking therapy for myself because I wasn't offered it. Yeah, there was COVID going on at the time and stuff, but I should have been offered it. So what I did was I tried to do my own healing through eating well, running, cold water immersion, doing my best to end stigma and shame and talk about things and be really open. And that was so important to me for healing. But I should have had that therapy. And now I'm like, right, okay, well, I'm going to get maybe a few years later than I should have. But that is healing. And I see that as a priority, so that if I can heal, if you can heal whatever it is you need to heal from, then we're able to offer more to others. We're able to be kinder. We're less cynical. We're more loving. We've got that positivity there because we're taking time and we're prioritizing our own healing. Smiling is one of the most simple things we can do to light up someone's day, to warm them up. Just a big beaming smile. And I remember someone saying on holiday, just to Charlie, and he was loving the chat, "Oh, your smiles made my day." I think it's when we were in Centre Parks a couple of years ago. "Your smile has made my day." And he was beaming. He just beams a smile wherever he goes, and he holds doors open and he smiles and he smiles. And I'll see and I'll watch the reaction, and a lot of time people are like, "Oh, what a lovely boy," and give him a smile. Some will like totally ignore him, and then he'll be, "Oh, they didn't say thank you," or, you know. And it's funny, it's like the impact a smile can make, a big smile on someone's day. And being there with people, I guess when we're with people, it's like showing up fully, right? Showing up as we are, putting the phone away. Yeah, snap a few memories if you want. But for the majority of the time, having the phone away or having distractions away and just being there and really actively listening to a person, like actively listening. Really taking it all in and just being there. And if we're not able to do that, then sort of thinking about why, what we need in our life. If we're struggling to be present and in the moment, how can we kind of get help to allow our mind to quieten down so we can actually actively listen to other people and to be there, like all in. And I think that's such an important part of kindness. Just, yeah, listening, seeing someone, understanding, connecting with people. Deep connections are so important. They help other people, but they help ourselves as well. So really being there. And also just that ability to say sorry. Like, "I'm sorry I screwed up. I'm sorry I didn't understand. I'm sorry I didn't take time to see things from your point of view. I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry." Just apologizing should be our default, right? But it can take a bit of practice. Sometimes you don't want to admit that you're wrong, but it's really liberating and really freeing when we say sorry. It's just such a good feeling. I actually really enjoy it. I mean, yeah, there's moments I'm like, oh, but I do enjoy saying sorry. I enjoy moving on. I enjoy learning. We should all enjoy learning, saying sorry, moving on. And also encouraging others. Something that we, a group I'm in at the moment, and we're always encouraged after we've been doing our performances, interacting and stuff, always encouraged to compliment someone or the group, or just say something you really enjoyed. And you know, I had like a WhatsApp from someone I've been doing some acting with, and they'd said, "Oh, just to let you know, you're so much fun to work with, love your energy, your performance is great." And just getting that before bed was like, oh, so nice, so freaking nice. Now, how long did that take to write that message? 20 seconds. But to me, that really was just the boost I needed. And it's like, how does a simple text like that of warmth make you feel? How does checking in with someone make you feel? How does, you know, just those little acts? And even if we can, because it's easy to forget, right, when life gets really busy. So how can we sort of think about our habits and sort of factor that in? Now, I know people that, you know, they'll do an act of kindness every day and they're like ninjas with it. How can you ninja it so you don't forget? So, okay, when I brush my teeth, after I've brushed my teeth, I send one text to someone. This isn't what I'm doing. I'm just sort of freestyling here. Or when I do my journaling, I, you know, drop someone a love message just to encourage them. Or, you know, when I make something, I make an extra for someone else. Or it could be anything. You make your own rules. Or I send a thank you card once a month. It doesn't have to be time consuming. So the last Friday morning of every month, or Friday night of every month, I write a nice card to someone, send them a nice card so they get a wee letter through the post. These little things, they're not big, right? But they're massive. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because in that moment when I was doing those nice things, and you know, there was tears and there was a real opening up of, you don't know how much I needed it. And I'm like, really? That's amazing that you shared that, because I would never have known the impact of those few nice wee things I did. That, yeah, it just kind of hit me a bit. It hit me a bit. It knocked me for six, and it reminded me how much the world needs love and how much we need to love and take time to understand each other and connect and take the masks off. So I hope this wee chat has encouraged you. You know what you need to do. You know what your stuff is. Maybe you don't feel like you've had trauma. Fantastic. Great. Long may that last. I managed 37 years without anything mega, mega trauma. But maybe you've not had crazy trauma, but maybe you struggle to smile at people you don't know because you're embarrassed. Or maybe you feel like you have to be strong all the time and not share just something that you're struggling with. Because remember, stress can build up and build up and build up, as I said in the book, right? Maybe healing, whatever that means to you, isn't a priority. But could self-compassion to yourself be a priority, whatever that means to you? Could you take a little bit more time for yourself? Could you factor in a little bit more time for yourself? Perhaps you struggle with saying sorry, and what could you do to work around that, to make saying sorry easier, to make it something that helps me is, like, when I say sorry, like if I've shouted at the kids and I'm like, oh, and I don't shout that much, so when I do, I'm like, ah, and then I'll be like, oh, and actually sitting them down after and saying, like, I'm really sorry I shouted. I didn't want to shout at all. I feel really bad. I should have done that. But, you know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And they really appreciate the times if I've apologized to them. They'll really appreciate it. And then I notice that they would be doing, you know, if they'd shouted or they'd whatever, be naughty. We can all be naughty, whatever age. But, and they'll come and, I'm sorry. So we sort of set the trends, we set the patterns, right? Saying sorry is really cool, even when our ego doesn't want us to. And don't be afraid to encourage others. If you're struggling to encourage others, think about why that could be. Often it's self-esteem. Because when we're feeling good, we want to encourage others. We want to encourage others. We want to take the time to make others feel good. So I just want to encourage you to be kind to yourself and to get out there and remember that you're freaking magic and you have the ability to literally change someone's life, to completely shake up their week or their day or their year. So yeah, go out and do what you need to do. All my love to you guys. I'm going to be on holiday next week, so there'll be a little bit of a break, but yeah, I'll be back recharged with more mojo injections. So be kind to yourself. All my love. Don't Listen to this beat. I've been listening to The Creep, BYOR, BYOR Extended Remix, and really getting down on it in my kitchen. I love it. And Creep's a great song by Radiohead. I really, really like to get into the lyrics and embrace the inner freak that we all have, guys. I want a perfect soul. And another thing, another tip for getting that mojo hooked up would be watched So I Married an Axe Murderer with the kids the other night, and they loved it. They watched it the whole way through. I love that. Hello, I ordered a large cappuccino. Whoa, man. Heat is like an orange in a toothpick. Such a good film. So there's one to watch, guys. So I Married an Axe Murderer, old classic, and the kids love it. Have a fabulous week, and I'll see you soon. Mwah. Oh, yeah.